Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome B. Tech Smith and Steve. You are now entering the Megacast.
It's the Megacast! A special 420 edition, D. Ted Smith.
Hey, man.
Weed Week. Continues.
Yeah. What's up, man?
Doing great. How about yourself?
Good, man. The weather is broken a little bit, man. Yep. Nice outside.
It's supposed to be like 72 degrees today at some point. Perfect day for people to get all stoned and stay inside and play video games.
Yeah. I mean, it's 420, so you can think I'm lying if you want, but I was kind of in a mood today, just came into work, and then I was like, oh, man, I should go podcast with Steve.
I guess there are stoners out there that do enjoy going outside and enjoying nature. This is Western Washington that we're broadcasting from. I guess I just... I grew up in a world, Ted, in college where we got stoned and played video games and watched television inside.
I have had this this conversation and this argument with our guru many a times.
Yes.
He is on the theory of if you're going to take somebody and get them stoned for like one of the first times, you should take them out on an adventure in nature.
Huh.
Whereas I'm in between. I always tell people, like I know a guy right now, he's never smoked, but he wants to smoke. So I'm like, why don't you come to my house? And then we can go down to the park by the water, like the sculpture garden, and get out. And if it's too much for you, we can retreat to my condo, order a pizza, and sit on the couch.
I was about to say, I think my first experience with somebody would be, okay, let's smoke. I'm calling the pizza guy. And then in about 40 minutes, everything is going to be awesome.
Yeah. Did you ever eat weird stuff?
Weird as in like when I first, tongue or something? No.
Well, no, that's not that weird, man. Tongue tacos are delicious. But,
all right.
Well, our Mexican friends know what I'm talking about.
Yes. What's up, Mexican friends? Caesar, Augustine, you know what's up. Tongue taco. Tongue taco sounds like a movie that you might find on xvideos.com.
Dark tongue taco.
Starring a former rock girl.
I remember when I first started, when I moved to Seattle and really started smoking weed.
Yeah.
It was always salt and vinegar chips and orange juice.
Oh, okay. I gotcha.
You know?
Salt and vinegar chips are awesome.
I love salt and vinegar chips.
Yeah.
Kind of makes my tongue feel weird talking about it right now.
Like a tongue taco inside your mouth.
Yeah. Well, you ever eaten a bunch of them at night, say when you're stoned?
And your tongue gets raw?
Yeah, and the next day.
That and Sour Patch, whatever.
Conversation's getting a little odd. Your tongue gets raw?
Raise your hand if your tongue is raw right now.
Oh, baby, I like it raw.
Oh, baby, I like it raw. All right, wait a second. Big 420 show.
We're not
even stoned, but hopefully you are as you're listening to this. Otherwise, I don't know why you're listening. But we're going to be talking to a man that is a manager at Clear Choice Cannabis. I saw on their Instagram page this morning, there was a line out their door because they're doing a 420 special, which is just a whole new world. This whole, this isn't like a medicinal pot shop. Like, this is a
recreational
pot shop. And we've been there, and we're going to talk to them about what's going on with them and just, pick their brain about weed and weed culture as well. Because I know, Ted, you're a little bit more knee deep in it. You're eating the tongue taco, but myself, I might sample a little bit of that tongue off that taco, but this is getting weird, man. I don't even...
Where are you going with this, Steve?
I don't even know, man. I don't know. I feel like I'm high, and I'm not even high.
Yeah, this is the most sexual 420 special ever.
All right, why don't we let's do some push-ups.
Well, the brain is not functioning.
No, it's not. It's been a long weekend. I had a long weekend. I went and saw Faith No More. We didn't work on Friday. The party continued, and yesterday was a busy day. The Donkeys had game two of their championship. We're up now 2-0.
Oh, man.
Looking to bring it home on Thursday night, Ted Smith.
If you don't win Thursday, when would you play again?
Probably on a Sunday. We've been campaigning.
Next Sunday?
Maybe. Yeah, I'm not sure.
I'm going to be in Tacoma Saturday night.
Might have to stick around.
Yeah.
We'll get some tongue tacos for lunch.
All right.
All right, we got a tweet at the Megacast. Just find us on Twitter at the Megacast. And this person said, in honor of it being 420, how about getting 10 to a Rick James classic song about getting high? And I don't think they're talking about... cocaine this time because the song is called Mary Jane. Do you know this song, Ted?
Yeah.
See, I
Mary
didn't...
Jane. It's a great song.
Well, then let's get tent to it.
All right.
Get the blood pumping, the heart racing, and the brain
functioning.
All right, everybody out there, let's get 10 push-ups. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
She's my main thing. She makes me feel.
I like this song. I don't know if it's conducive to working out.
I just wanted to lay down.
She comes as no surprise. Turns me on.
You've never heard this?
No.
Oh.
I'll be honest, the only Rick James song I know is Super Freak.
I think some people would know it from Days of Confused. Not Days of Confused. Chappelle, like Stoner movie.
Oh, Half-Baked.
Yeah.
You know, I've watched that movie so many times, it's never registered that this song is in the movie.
Yeah, I might be having a stoner moment. It might not be in the movie. I might just be assuming it is. To be honest with you,
TED Talks, starring B. Tex Smith.
It's going to be one of those podcasts today, Ted.
Matter of fact, Steve, it is. Today's TED Talk is a 420 edition of a TED Talk because I have nothing written.
I will attest, I'm looking at his notepad that he always brings in. It's a blank slate.
And it says, spring is here. So I guess... You know what? It's a 420 show. Just go have some fun today, folks. You don't need a pep talk.
Here's your TED Talk. You pull out that weed. You pull out that smoking apparatus. You put on Rick James, Mary Jane, and you get freaking stoned.
Yeah, you order that pizza, man.
Yes, and don't forget to click send. Have you ever shared that story?
I don't know if I have.
I told the donkeys last night in the locker room that story, and they were in tears.
Yeah, so a couple weeks ago... I had spent the night in Tacoma.
Okay.
So I get home the next day. This was after wrestling. Oh. So the next day.
We went to a wrestling event.
Right.
You know, with all this tongue taco talk, you never know what people are going to think with you and I.
So me and Steve go to this wrestling event. I end up taking the maiden voyage on the party bus back down to Tacoma that night.
Shout out to Levi Lyon and Lyon Pride Music.
So the next day I get up and just kind of bolt because I wake up and I realize I'm just in kind of like Levi's house stuff. Like, I need to get the hell out of here.
I just become a squatter.
Yeah. Steve gets a text. It's like, what did it say? Like,
Levi texts me the next day after we all partied and I left Ted's apartment. It was Levi, his girl, Grace, and Ted. And I'm like, all right, I'm out. I'll see you guys. Have a good time. My chariot awaits. The next morning, I wake up to a text from Levi that just says, hey, let me know. Do you have Ted's number? I want to make sure he got home okay. And I'm like, what? Get home okay? He was at home. Like, what happened in the course of me leaving to you guys partying that would mean that you did? And then I get a text saying,
you left at 2 a.m. at my house.
Right, right, right. So, I mean, it wasn't like as if I left at 10 in the evening or even like, you know, even midnight. Like, everything shut down. Where did Ted go? Then I get a text, like, no joke, maybe 10 minutes after he sent that text. Because now I'm, like, scrambling, like, what is going on? And Ted's text was like, hey, I'm just getting home. I ended up going to Tacoma after you left.
Yeah.
What?
So I get back. I don't know why, but the men's room was off the next day.
Right.
So our good buddy Joe is like, hey, I got to do some work. You want to hang, you know, come downtown, we'll get lunch or whatever. So I just kind of start drinking, right? Like, we're in his office. He's trying to work, and he's like, have a beer. Like, relax.
Right.
So we have a good afternoon, and then I get home. At this point, I'm pretty buzzed up. I've had, like, 4 IPAs, been smoking all afternoon. So finally, after an hour of waiting for this pizza, I call Domino's, and I'm like, hey, it's been like an hour. Like, where is my pizza? And the lady's like, what's your number? I'm like, blah, 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 blah. What did you order?
555.
Yeah, what did you order? It's like, I ordered this and that. And she's like, sir, you never ordered. Because I had been online and I had punched it all in there, but I never hit like the actual order button. Yeah, that was a pretty bad one.
So after then you finished talking, did you wind up ordering a pizza from him?
I was so embarrassed talking to her that I went, oh, okay, I'll just order online. I'll hang up. And just panicked. No, I didn't order from her. It was, Steve, it was jarring. Like, imagine, I'm in my condo. I'm by myself, right?
Just waiting.
Just having a great time. I'm texting with Taryn, you know, from The Rock. And I'm like, yeah. Taryn, I'm ordering a pizza. And then I remember I sent her a text. I was like, turns out I never ordered that pizza.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I wonder how many calls like that those guys get, like at the Domino's, the Papa John's, the
Pizza Hut.
Yeah, all those joints that are, maybe joints is not the right term, but all those places.
Yeah, joints.
Joints for Twomp, everybody. Smoke them if you got them.
Man, I can't help but still say four twomp sometimes. I know that was Ricker's thing years ago.
This morning on the BJ Shea Morning Experience, we were talking about things people do to celebrate 420, besides smoking, of course. And everyone's had all these different... One guy, the best one was, I'm quitting my job and then I'm getting stoned. Which I thought was, what a great way to celebrate 420.
Yeah, and what a great way to have a hangover on 421.
Yes.
I got so stoned, I quit my job.
One person, we didn't get to put them on, but they texted in and said they just passed their pee test and they're celebrating 420 by getting stoned because they don't have to take a pee test anymore.
Nice.
But one person brought up that they go to Jimmy's grave, and it's a tradition that they go because of Ricker. Ricker started it many years ago.
Yeah, he would always have a whole group of people out there smoking.
Yeah, just a bunch of people show up, which is like a cool tribute. Like, I wonder how I would feel if I'm a member of Jimmy's family. Like, if I'm Jimmy looking down on everything, I think I'd be like, that's awesome.
Well, if anybody can hear this, when I pass, feel free to drink beers and smoke weed at my grave.
Nice.
Yeah, man. I'd play hockey on your grave, Steve.
I would appreciate that.
Yeah.
You could do whatever. You could watch pornography on my grave if you really wanted to.
Slap shots at the headstone? What are you guys doing out here?
Wouldn't that be great if my headstone was made to look like a net? Yes.
Dude, that would be badass.
And then there's always a stick and a puck.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's time for you to score on Steve.
One last time.
Yeah, one more time. Put it five hole on the dead guy.
All the dead guy. Do you think alcohol has as big of a holiday as 420th?
Oh, I mean, you got Cinco de Mayo and St. Patrick's Day. And
right, but like other, and there's New Year's Eve.
Yeah, that's a big drinking day as well.
Sorry.
It's all right.
But like other drinkers will kind of hate on that holiday. Whereas I feel like 420 is the one, like all stoners are like, yeah, man, you got to smoke today.
You're right. People who really booze it up, like almost like look at like, Cinco de Mayo, St. Patrick's Day, New Year's Eve, as like, oh, that's amateur night. Nobody, I don't know any stoner. We know a lot of stoners. Nobody is today going, yeah, I don't smoke on 420. That's the day that all the amateurs smoke.
Right, exactly.
It's like a good, in a weird way, like maybe I'm thinking a little too deep in this, but it's almost like that is why I think the weed culture just dominates the alcohol culture. It's a much more accepting, not so aggressive environment.
Yeah. Well, and also, too, like, you know, if you're at a bar, like, you might, you know, I've done it before. You know, I'm in a good mood. I might buy shots just because I'm like, I want a shot. And there's a random guy like, I'll buy a shot.
Right.
But generally, I feel like people, you drink your own alcohol. Whereas, like, marijuana is much more of a, man, there's something in my throat.
It's that tongue taco. Clearly.
All right. But marijuana is much more of a social drug. Like, people just naturally pass joints around and.
Right.
You know, like, it's a cultural thing.
We're going to take a quick break.
All right, all right.
Because when we get back, we're going to give a call to the boys over at Clear Choice Cannabis. We've got Jake. He's going to be talking to us. He's a manager over there. And I know you got probably questions. I've got questions.
I got a lot of questions.
This is a special 420 edition of the MegaCast, and we will be back with Jake from Clear Choice Cannabis.
Is this thing on?
It's time to get drunk. Smoke weed.
Is this thing on?
And keep listening to the MegaCast.
So what, we get drunk. So what, we smoke weed. We're just having fun. We don't care who sees.
Oh, shit.
So what, we go out.
Let me get a lighter.
That's how it's supposed to be.
Cause you know I'm high as fuck.
Young and wild.
Keep that in there.
Free.
With the proliferation of medical marijuana shops, there may be a point where you need to interact with a marijuana user. And let's face it, they speak a different language. That's why there's a bold new language program to help you. Rosetta Stoner. There's no useless repetition or memorization because, let's face it, their memories are shot anyway. Just a simple program to help you understand stoners.
Dude, that is some serious hydrospleefage.
Why, yes, that is some chronic hydroponic.
Now, with Rosetta Stoner, everything's mellow.
I am so rocked. I changed that pipe big time. I'm like total Bong Kong.
That bowl is completely cashed, and you seem to be all lit up for shizzle.
Call 1-800-WHOA-DUDE.
Dude, what's the 411 again?
That's 1-800-WHOA-DUDE. Call today for your...
Yeah, I'd like a large pepperoni. Why did I call this number again?
Call today.
Reefers.
Happy 420. I'd like to smoke their two joints. The Mega Cast with B-Tech Smith and Steve is back.
I smoke two joints in the morning. I smoke two joints at night. I smoke two joints in the afternoon. It makes me feel alright. I smoke two joints in time of peace and two in time of war. I smoke two joints before I smoke two joints, and then I smoke two more.
Definitely gonna listen to a lot of Sublime today, I think people are.
Yeah, I mean, I smoke a lot of weed, but that's a lot of weed, man. Two joints in the morning, two in the afternoon. What's he drinking, two before bed?
And then just two more, just for the half of it.
Yeah, I mean, facing one joint to yourself is tough, but two?
That guy was getting after it.
Yeah.
To quote the Ricker, he was getting after it. All right, well, we're going to make a quick phone call. We're going to call Clear Choice Cannabis. Hopefully this all works. You never know with my skills on the phone. So, Ted, I will... Let's see.
You want me to talk to the people while you're dialing?
Yeah, give people a what's up.
All right. This shop is down in Tacoma, Washington. We stopped there on the way to Spokane in the hockey tournament. Beautiful shop, man. And it's kind of crazy, too, is they have like the waxes, and then they have like the flower bar and this and that.
Oh, the glass stuff, too. Oh, it's ringing. That's a good sign.
Bud tender might be one of my favorite terms.
It's a great term.
Yeah.
And they're knowledgeable.
Yeah. Hope you told him not to cuss Steve.
Oh, yeah, because you know he's going to be like, what's up, effers? That would be funny.
Chicken effers.
Hello, this is Jake.
Jake, it's Steve and Ted from the Megacast. How are you, man?
What is up, Steve? Ted, how you guys doing?
Excellent, man.
Great.
We're excited to talk to you. Happy 420.
Happy 420 to you. Hey, I'm walking through a crowd of people. I'm going to walk outside right now, actually. So our store is... crazy today, which is awesome.
Yeah,
so.
We saw your picture on Instagram, and I mean, it's like as if like there's like a new like, I mean, it reminds me of the days when I was a kid, and like the new Guns N' Roses album came out, or like a Black Friday special where there's like a line of people just waiting to get into a store, and everybody's there for Clear Choice Cannabis. Tell us what's going on today.
So we today we've got some deals that are crazy, man. As far as our recreational goes. You really can't beat what we've got going on today. If you come down here right now while supplies last, if you make a purchase of an item here that's a minimum of $10, you can get up to 5 grams after that are each $4.20. So you're basically paying $21 for 5 grams if you just to do that. And the items that we have at that price are top shelf items. It's not like we're pulling from the bottom of the barrel and just trying to get the stuff out. And so we've been extremely busy since we opened this morning. Obviously, this is our first April 20th that we've had as a rec shop. But I've been working with Adam for over 2 years now, and we were doing we were on the medicinal side at first. And so when we opened, we had lines. But we didn't have them like this. So it's kind of even just blowing us away today. We didn't really know what to expect. And now we're just trying to make sure that we can get everybody what they're coming down here for. Well, so,
Jake, for the general public, and I will speak for them, I'm very happy you switched over to the recreational side.
Yes.
Oh, well, thank you.
That shop is great, man.
Yeah, we were lucky enough to swing in there before we went to our trip to Spokane. And that was the first time I've ever been in any, like, whether it be medicinal or recreational. And I've never been in one, and I've always been curious. And man, I didn't know what to expect, but I definitely did not expect to walk into something that felt like it was a museum. Like, it was like a pot museum. It was unbelievable. Your shop is just killer.
Well, thank you, man. I really appreciate that. And Steve, I talked to you for probably 2 seconds. I left you into the bathroom and told you I'd been listening to you since back in the Savage days.
That's right. I got locked out of the bathroom and I had to pee really bad. You were a lifesaver. That's right. What's up, Jake? Okay. Now it's...
And we, yeah, man, it's really crazy because I know for Adam and I, we've known each other since we were 13. So it used to be stuff we would just kind of joke about when we were, you know, really young and smoking pot and joking about if we had a store.
Right. Like, whoever thought, yeah, one day we'll have our own pot store and it'll be legal.
Exactly. I know. And like, we used to tell people that, and our friends used to, you know, tell us that if there's any two guys that are going to do it, it's going to be you two. And him and I, you know, we kind of went our separate ways for a while. I was actually a high school teacher before I did this. So I went in,
can't imagine a high school teacher smoking weed. That seems crazy.
No,
man.
Yeah,
that is crazy. That's the least problem that the teachers that I've ran into, have. So, it was just different. I did some finance stuff for a while, and then I really was, wanted to do other things. And this, we took a chance with this, and so far it's just been amazing. And as far as, you know, the look of it that you were talking about, Steve, we've really tried to separate ourselves from any of the other shops that are opening around here. And there's no blueprint for this. We just figured on our end, if we're customers going in somewhere, what type of place do we want to go into?
And it's a smart move on your part, because I think there is going to always be a stigma attached, at least for probably many years to come. There's going to be a stigma attached to a recreational pot shop. Like, oh, it's this dirty thing. It's just, you know what I mean? Like, there's certain people that are always going to have a certain opinion of it. So when you can walk in there and just be blown away by how clean and how professional it looks, I think that's a smart move on your guys' part. It's a brilliant idea.
And we appreciate it. We appreciate that you guys see that. We've gotten a lot of feedback on that. And fortunately, the feedback that we've gotten has been really exactly what we're looking for. And again, even for us, from being in a separate market first, when we were in medicinal, we didn't know how this was going to go at first. I mean, it was just, with everything being so different, it was a huge gamble. We're just kind of taking this, you know, day by day, week by week, but we couldn't be happier with how things have turned out.
Do you ever worry that, as you're opening the shop and you're on the front lines of it, that years from now the corporations are going to come in and just buy up, you know, your shops and other smaller shops, like, you know what I mean, like the original guys?
For sure. Marlboro already has some patents on some things that the public doesn't know about. They've already got things that they are trying to get done basically on the back end, so that if that ever does come about, they will be one of those people that will be able to step forward and basically take over from a commercial standpoint. I personally don't foresee that happening for quite a while, just because I think that with the federal legislation, it's going to still take, I think probably at least 10 to 20 years to get things where they decriminalize it at a federal level. And none of the big corporations are going to become involved with it until that happens, because they can't, they won't be able to operate within the tax structures. So it's something to worry about down the road. I think right now, because for us, what we're doing, we don't want to be looked at as like a big commercialized pot shop. We definitely down the road would want to be the Starbucks of pot shops. I mean, that's really kind of what we're aiming for. And so we know that it's just kind of one day at a time, one idea at a time, and not taking it too fast, because there's already we already have some competitors who are trying to expand faster than they should. And I can look at them right now and just, I can see in 6 to 12 months from now, they're going to be in trouble because of, you know, just trying to make as much money as fast as possible right now. And that's really not what it's all about. If you do it properly, those things will come along. But if you just focus on the, you know, the financial aspect of it, then you're going to sink. So, I think that kind of goes back to with some of the big corporations. I think some of them will be out of touch and out of tune with the cannabis culture once that comes about, where they can actually start trying to enter into this market.
Yeah, I don't know about the Marlboro man rocking like dreadlocks and like, you know, right? like Rastafari colors and things like that. Hey, man, I'm the Marlboro man.
Yeah, you know, and the stoners aren't stupid, you know, and the stereotype is that, you know, there were these dumb people that don't get off of our couches, you know, and so right. we can buck that trend.
Joe Camel, he's just pulling bong hits. Hey, everybody. I'd say, yeah, I mean, it seems like, I agree. Like, you guys are way more in touch with what's going on than probably what these cigarette companies are.
I'm down with Joe Camel pulling bong hits.
Oh, I'd get high with Joe Camel in a heartbeat.
That would be awesome.
I mean, the other worry I would have with the cigarette corporations is like, you know, tobacco itself, the plant, is not addictive. But cigarettes have all those chemicals and stuff in them that make it addictive. I'd worry they'd do that to a joint.
Oh, exactly. I mean, I would really be worried for the same thing, because at that point, if they become involved, anybody who is at a ground level is going to know it's not going to matter at all, really, about the consumers, like what they want from a good perspective. It's going to come down to a dollar amount. And so that's something that, you know, that we would fear totally of them putting in addictive properties to things like that. And hopefully they would have things done enough beforehand that they would be able to almost have like rigorous testing that just wouldn't be allowed. I mean, because even the state's testing right now it's hardcore. I mean, there's been a lot of stuff that's gotten thrown out because things aren't right. And if everybody stayed honest with this, hopefully that would never come about, where they wouldn't ever be able to put in additives like that. But who knows at the same time? I mean, you never know.
Yeah. So. We're talking to Jake from Clear Choice Cannabis. And for anyone who wants to find out where they are and all that, you just go to findclearchoice.com. They're on 8001 South Hosmer Street in Tacoma. I want to ask you something that we were talking about this beforehand, and I think it's an awesome idea, and Ted brought it up as well, the idea of bud tenders. I think that's such a brilliant concept to have, because when I was back in my stoner days, it was just, you got a bag of weed. Like, there was no Purple Dream. There was no, you know what I mean?
Animal
just,
cookies.
Yeah,
Synex.
Right. It was just weed. I want some weed, man. Like, now I'm learning more and more about these different strains and how they could have different effects on you. And then I even see on your site, you know, you got different types of, is it sativa and then indica? And I have no idea what the hell any of this stuff means.
Yeah, and it's funny because we're just now being able to embrace, like, the terms, like, bud tenders. We weren't allowed to use those terms before. You had to basically dance around it. So
it was like kind of like in the day when you want
a water pipe
instead of a bong.
Yeah, exactly.
Can we come in and say, I like a bong, sir? And you've been, that's okay now.
It's almost, we would rather have you say that, because it honestly cuts to the point, and it's getting some of the taboos of those words just away, because that's all it really is. And we're, as far as you talking about, like, for our bud tenders, that's really what they are. They know and are educated more about cannabis than I would wager than anybody who works at any other recreational place in the state, because we put them through a course that we've designed to make sure that they know what they're talking about and that they're not breaking any rules, because we've got some pretty strict rules with the Liquor Control Board as far as what we can and can't say. So
gotcha. We
and customers don't know this. So, you know, they're asking us questions that sometimes we have to dance around, and the bud tenders that we have here have done a phenomenal job at really just working and getting out the vision of what Adam and I and Sean have wanted to do with this place.
Well, and so, you're butt tenders, man. Like, when I was in there, like, you know, like, you can go to your normal dive bar, right? Mm-hmm. The guy's slinging beer and drinks that involve soda and liquor.
Right.
Sometimes you go to a bartender and he can make a scratch drink and explain what's going on. And that was my experience in your shop. Like, the butt tender, like, broke everything down for me. He told me what the difference going to be.
Which one's good for bedtime, which one's good
for daytime.
Good
right.
for cheering on a hockey team, which one's good for playing goalie in a hockey team.
And sometimes I've heard people talk trash about legal weed, but I was telling Steve, the stuff I got from your shop, I was like, this is some of the best stuff I've ever had in my life.
Well, good. That's what we're going for. And I, you know, when it first, I would say last August, when we first really kind of started rolling this out, I wouldn't look at anybody in the eye if they were asking me about product. You know, I wouldn't BS them about anything. I could definitely tell them that some of the product that they're purchasing is not to the level of what it is in, say, the medical community or even just perfect growers. But now, I mean, now with the time that's gone on with more and more growers that have become available, we're getting more growers, honestly, who are just knowing what they're doing. Because at first, we had people that they didn't know what the hell they were doing.
It's like the Wild West at one point, yeah. Yeah.
Totally. And now we're getting the people who are really passionate about the plant and are trying to grow the best pot that they can rather than just churning large numbers out for monetary purposes, basically. So now we're really in line with the medical community, because the medical community has, you know, pot that's unrivaled as far as its strength and its just genetic makeup. I mean, they have so many different kinds of strains. And now that's what we're getting into. And Adam and I had the luxury of working in medical first. So that allowed us really to get more of an education about this before anybody else did. Because I can tell within 5 seconds if I'm talking to somebody if they know what they're talking about with this or not. And it surprises me with how many people who are working in it still, they're looking at it just way more as just a business without actually knowing the products that they're talking about. So
I see it in the world of like tattoos. I have some buddies that, you know, they do it. It's a passion, and that's why their business is successful, as opposed to somebody who just saw Miami Ink or LA Ink and is like, oh, it'd be cool to open up a tattoo shop that's profitable. And they know, is everything okay over there? It sounds like a coyote might have attacked you. But you know what I mean? Like, everyone takes, like, there's a certain level of, like, when you're passionate about it, I think it bleeds over into the business, as opposed to just saying, oh, I can make a couple $1,000 off of doing this or something.
Yeah, or like cooking.
Yeah.
Right. No, exactly. I've seen people who aren't passionate about this already weeded out. I mean, we're I'm just using these back and forth. I'm not even meaning to. Excuse me. So,
that's all right. We're just being jackasses.
No, you guys are awesome. The other hard part, it's getting away from some of the social stigma too of how rec being bad.
Yeah,
the medical community hates us, and there's a lot of people who are on the street and who still are misinformed about things. So, you know, for us, we're just trying to embrace the change, and there's going to be huge change that is coming in the medical community, huge change. And we are totally on board with that. So hopefully on our end, hopefully at some point we are talking and we are not only a recreational shop, but we are possibly also a regulated medical shop.
Oh, wow.
And so there's things being done right now up at the in Olympia to drastically change the way that the medical industry is ran, because right now it's completely unregulated. So,
right.
You know, people think that's cool, but as a medical dispensary owner, when you have 5 of them that open up next to you because there's no regulations, you know, you're all putting each other out of business right away.
That's a good point,
And it's just, we are compassionate people. I think Adam, Sean, and I are about as compassionate as it comes in the recreational industry. So we're You know, we really hope that they keep something for the medical patients, because it's real. The medical aspect of it's real, and they can't just act like it's not anymore because we've made it recreational and we're taxing it. So I'm curious to see how some of that change comes about. And I think it's going to be nothing but positive for us. I think if we continue to keep doing the things that we're doing, that ultimately a year from now, the industry is going to be as different as it was a year from today.
All right. So we gotta get moving. But Jake, real quick, were you a history teacher?
No, man, I was an English teacher.
All right.
Oh, nice. Just get all reefed up and just read some Shakespeare.
I'm just thinking about teachers I had that I thought were stoners, and most of them were history teachers.
Yeah, see, I had kids before, because I was young. I mean, I was 22, 23 at the time, and I forget to put Visine in some days, and I have 13-year-olds looking at me and would say, "Mr. Schrader, your eyes are red." Depending on how baked I was, I could either tell them to just mind their own business, or I would tell them that, like, the sun did it. And they'd be like, "Oh, okay." It'd be sunny, and I'd look at them, and I'd be like, "You really believe that the sun makes my eyes red?" Like, yeah.
If that's the case, then it is a failure on the education system if they believed you.
Right.
Jake Schrader from Clear Choice Cannabis. Again, get more information at findclearchoice.com. And if you're listening to this today on Monday, head on down there while supplies last, because they've got a great 420 deal going on. And you can find them on Instagram, on Twitter, and all that fun stuff. Again, just go to findclearchoice.com to get information. Clear Choice Cannabis in Tacoma, open 7 days a week, which is very cool. Jake, it's been a pleasure getting to talk to you. And I find all this stuff, man, it's fascinating, and it's cool hearing from somebody who's so informed about it, because it just shows just how legitimate and how you just make it much more legitimate. And I think it's going to probably help clean up some of the perceptions that those that are maybe a little bit more narrow-minded have about pot shops and recreational pot shops and having the stigma attached to them. A guy like you is a great spokesperson for it.
Well, thank you, Steve. I really, really appreciate that. And you guys just keep doing what you're doing. You guys are phenomenal at the radio station. I mean, not only from what you guys have done for us, just your guys' own personal endeavors between the BJ show and the men's room. You guys have this area locked down. So
thanks, man.
Keep doing
thanks,
what you're
Jake.
Doing, man.
Right yeah. on, brother. I appreciate that.
Absolutely. Gentlemen, you guys have a good day.
You too.
All right. See you, brother.
See
all
you,
right,
Jake. Bye-bye. Great guy.
Yeah.
I could talk to that guy for hours about that stuff. It's just so fascinating.
Yeah, and I know some people probably downloading this don't live in Washington State. So, like,
welcome to our world. It's yeah. fascinating, man.
And it's crazy when you go in that shop, man. I mean, imagine, like the nicest liquor store you have ever been in your life.
He nailed it with, like, a Starbucks. It almost feels yeah. like it's the cleanest tattoo shop. Like, when you go to when you walk into that tattoo shop where it's like, oh, these guys are on a different level. You know, yeah. as opposed to like the kind of dirty looking ones, or like coffee shops that are just disheveled, as opposed to a Starbucks or a really nice coffee shop that's got their S together. That's what Clear Choice Cannabis is.
And you can ask questions. You know, like, I would like to be able to walk into a liquor store and be like I want to get this kind of drunk or that right. kind of, you know what I mean? It'd be nice if the guy would come out from around the counter and go, oh, you probably want this or try right. that.
Or like, hey, I want to get drunk tonight, but I don't want to call a bartender the C word. All right, Steve, well, you know what? You should probably not drink that tequila.
I want to get drunk tonight and still have my tongue taco work.
Yes. All right, we got to take a quick break. We'll be back. We got great audio of former cops smoking pot for the first time since they've retired that we got to get to. Plus, we're getting a peek inside the mind of a few dudes talking about why they send dong pics.
I was wondering what you were going to say there.
The Megacast will be back. Holy.
Let's get high on 420. But not too high where you can't keep listening. The Megacast will be back.
Let's get high. Come on, let's get high. Let's get high. All my ladies, let's get high. High. Let's get high. Come on, let's get high.
Springtime is here, and now is the time to make sure your weed grows up healthy, strong, and pungent. That's why your reefer needs Miracle-Gro Pot Mix. Like the brand says, it's a pot mix that grows like a miracle. And if it didn't work quite so well, I might be able to actually remember what I'm supposed to say next. Yeah. Cue cards, please. Ah, thanks. Now, if you're a drug dealer and you'd like to cut down on your overhead, and let's be honest, what drug dealer wouldn't? Miracle-Gro Pot Mix is for you. You can grow, harvest, and deal right from the comfort of your home. No more embarrassing traffic stops, no more border security scares, but most importantly, no more pushy people with guns in your face. Call within the next 10 minutes and we'll throw in a free happy scale. It converts ounces to grams with a touch of a button. The happy scale, a $20 value, yours free if you call right now. 1-800-GROW-POT. Miracle-Gro Pot Mix, the cheaper and safer way to grow pot.
You don't know how it feels. Try being a robot. I can't feel a f***ing thing. The Megacast is back.
Well, let me get to the point. Let's roll another joint and turn the radio loud. I'm too long to be proud. And you don't know how it feels
to be a robot.
You don't know how it feels.
Feels nothing.
Struck a nerve with Grace there.
Yeah, man.
This might be one of my favorite stoner songs. Tom Petty's the best stoner rock outfit out there, I think. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, or even just Tom Petty.
Yeah. I don't know. Willie's got some solid stuff.
Yeah. I don't dislike Willie, but I don't know if I'd ever really sit around and focus on the music of Willie as much as I'd focus on the music. Like, Willie playing in the background as we're all just hanging out, just smoking. That's cool, you know? But Tom Petty, I'd actually be like, oh, I want to zone out and listen to his words for a minute.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. Tom Petty always just makes me feel odd because of The Last Dance with Mary Jane.
Yeah.
That video, even though she was supposed to be dead, like, I would reason it out that she's real, she's alive in real life. And that was right around the time I was discovering my special purpose, if you will.
So she was maybe a past girlfriend, if you...
Yeah, you count it that way.
Yeah.
Man, if we counted those as past girlfriends, ooh, I would have thousands.
Oh, my gosh. I'm trying to think of all the music videos. Think about some of the past girlfriends. Oh, forget it. But that I agree with you, Tom Petty.
Yeah, Paula Abdul. Cold Hard Snake, that video was sick.
I was very jealous of MC Scat Cat.
Mm-hmm.
Opposites attract.
Wanted two steps forward, right? Or two steps forward, three steps back.
Whatever it was, we go together.
Scat Cat.
Billy Idol. Billy Idol.
Oh, my God. Cradle of Love?
Yes.
Yes. That video was awesome.
The woman dancing on the bed.
Mm-hmm. Mariah Carey, the Honey video. Do you remember that one?
No.
Oh, is that maybe that's showing my age a little bit.
Oh, are you trying to say I'm old? So I
yes, Steve.
Judge?
You wouldn't know that. Mace was in the video. Do you even know who Mace is, Steve?
Yeah, Ted, I do. I just can't name any of his songs. He's one of those rappers, isn't he?
Yeah, his album, Harlem World, was awesome. Had three legit hits on it.
Aerosmith. What's the hell? The Sweet Emotion. Remember that one? Or am I too old for you in this one?
I was going to say Crying.
Oh, dude, you're right. Crying.
What's that, Alicia Silverstone?
And then also with his daughter, too, in it.
Yeah, Liv Tyler.
But Sweet Emotion had the one where it was like it was a video that was supposed to be like a phone sex operator, and at the end you realize that the woman you're talking to on the other end of the phone is not nearly as hot as you'd hope she was. And it like turns out to be like this like just nasty-looking woman that's like, you know, in a muumuu and all that on the phone.
Oh.
But up until then, they have a woman playing what is in your head, the fantasy of, and she was a long-term girlfriend. Like, I mean, I dated her for many weeks.
I tell you, my first is still Rosie Perez.
Was that during her Do the Right Thing?
Yeah, when he rubs the ice cube over her nip.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was probably one of the first times it dawned on me that I liked chicks.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know I liked anything at that point. You know what I mean? But it was just like,
up until then, Ted was loving dudes. Woody Harrelson's in this movie, right?
Well, that's White Man Can't Jump.
That's the wrong one, yeah. Was Rosie Perez also in White Man Can't Jump?
She was.
That's
she
why
looked
I gotta,
super hot.
Yes.
Because he takes that jar of money. Right. You trust me, we're on Rosie Perez.
Yeah.
Do the Right Thing. A little more of a powerful movie than, say, White Man Can't
But she
Jump.
Still had that sexy accent.
Oh, man. I follow her on Twitter. She's a huge boxing fan. I love her accent.
Yeah.
But I've always liked that. Almost cussed. I was going to say that Essie kind of like Queens, or I don't know where that New York accent,
right.
That Puerto Rican.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a New Yorker, but I love Puerto Rico.
Dude, I remember when I used to work right off of the Manhattan Beach, kind of like Coney Island area, all that kind of stuff. And I worked at a burger place, flipping burgers. And it was just a lot of, especially on the Puerto Rican Day Parade.
Yeah.
It was, to me, that was like, I always say watershed is like going to heaven, and that's how I'd want women to be, like, you know, cowgirls, like
Kind
of, that look. But on the flip side, there's still part of me that is Puerto Rican Day Parade is like going into heaven as well, because it's just every girl looks like Rosie Perez and has that same sass to them, and it's so sexy.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. I don't think we've ever had this conversation, but our taste in women is very alike.
Yes.
Like, I either want a blonde country girl, or I want kind of a bitchy, mean Latina with a big ass.
With the hoop earrings and the really tight hair.
Oh, man. Like, did you ever see, Jesus Shuttlesworth, his girlfriend, Lala? And she's wearing
Lala?
A necklace that says
yes.
Lala.
Yes.
Yeah, man. Get in here, Ted. You acting stupid again.
All right, so this is our big 420 spectacular.
Make me some fried plantains. Damn, honey. Sorry.
No, you do your little world with your Mexican wife, or, I mean, Puerto Rican
she's
wife.
She's Puerto Rican,
my
dude.
My bad.
I don't know why she's cooking plantains. Those are more South American.
I'm not exactly sure either, but this is all your little scenario. I mean, hey, my wife likes getting plantains, too, and she's not Puerto Rican.
Right. Well, that's the other thing. If nobody's done this, you can cut up plantains and then just kind of fry them in coconut oil. Healthy and delicious.
There you go.
Yeah.
You don't have to be Puerto Rican.
You don't have to be, but it helps, Steve. It'd help if you were Peruvian, probably. 420 episode.
You know it. So let's talk about cops who smoked weed for the first time after they retired. You remember that video that Bro Bible put out there, and this is also from Bro Bible. And I don't know if they created this, but they shared it, and then it became a huge phenomenon with the grandma smoking weed for the first time.
Yep.
That video was freaking hilarious.
I sent it to my mom, who was a grandma, and was like, check it out.
Trying to convince her to smoke some weed?
Yeah. Yeah, 100%.
Has it worked yet?
No. She makes jokes about eating edibles, because I had these goldfish one year, and she's always like, well, I could eat some goldfish.
Get her the 10 mega... Bite, I don't know.
10 milligram?
Megabyte, you know, because it's computer terms. The 10 milligram version of the edibles, where it's like a little slight body high.
I thought about maybe making like a bruschetta and a weed-infused olive oil and just kind of tricking her.
Oh, that's not an awful idea that a son would do to their mom.
It's just weed, Steve. She'll be fine.
Yeah, she just might get hungrier and eat more of it and then get more high.
It's going to be an awkward conversation when my brother calls me about this topic.
Ted, you're not allowed to cook for Thanksgiving. Just going to throw it out there.
These are the best potatoes I've ever had.
The Smith family talked. Christmas, do not bring any food. Or olive oil.
Or olive oil.
And don't you dare bring that Puerto Rican girl with her plantains. Your imaginary Puerto Rican girlfriend.
She is, Steve. She is.
So they did one called Ex-Cop Smoking Weed. And this one, I mean, these guys are in their 60s and 70s. And in fact, when we listen to this clip, one of the guys, it's so awesome. He graduated from Washington State University.
Oh, he's a coug.
He's a coug, which makes it even more awesome. So we've got some of the audio. The video's out there. We'll try and remember to tweet it out there at the Megacast. But three veterans of the force smoke weed for the first time since they put down their badges. And this is what happened.
My name is Reen. I was a police officer. I graduated from WSU in 1970 and went to work right in the same year and didn't retire until 97.
There you go.
Attaboy.
There they go now.
They're hitting it.
And it's so funny because the one guy, the WSU guy, he even joked about it at some point, but he was having a hard time getting a good seal because his mustache got in the way of the bong.
That, you know what? Now that I have all this facial hair, it is weirder.
Does
when
it?
You smoke a bong, yeah.
Oh, see, you can relate now with this coug cop.
Hey, look, they're smoking weed. I got a lot in common with these cops.
I just wonder what kind of women he's into.
Puerto Rican plantains.
Do you believe marijuana is a gateway drug?
I think it certainly can be a gateway drug, yes.
I'd like to respond to that, too, because...
Now, this is a different guy. This is like the 70-year-old guy. This guy is awesome.
All right.
if you look at it, everyone who's a heroin addict started out drinking milk.
So are you saying milk's a gateway drug?
Apparently. I mean, that's the argument about marijuana, and I'm not sure that's true.
That's a solid point in his, you know.
Right. It's a deep thought right there.
Yeah, if you're going to call anything a gateway, I thought he was going to go with booze, but yeah, milk.
Milk.
What about chocolate milk? My life was fine, Steve, till I started drinking chocolate milk, man.
Next thing you know, I woke up in a men's bathroom. And I don't even know how I got there.
Right.
A bunch of plantains on my nipples.
And they were fried. They burned me.
And my breath just reeked of tongue tacos.
Oh.
I feel a little floaty. It's not unpleasant, but it's shadowed by the faint discomfort of not being fully whatever.
This is actually pretty comfortable, though. I mean, it's relaxed, and I don't feel like I have to be in control. It's pretty cool.
What are they? Are they hitting bongs? Are they hitting a pipe?
There's one guy who doesn't really talk much. He's like the younger of the three. At one point during this, they were smoking out of a bong mostly.
All right.
He's just getting he just starts working on this joint, trying to get it lit. And then he's just passing it around. Like, he's like, I don't even care about talking. Let's just smoke this joint, bitches.
I will say, one time in San Francisco, I was at a bar talking to a guy that was an ex-cop about getting weed. And he goes, well, I can't find you any weed. I've done some coke in my day.
Jeez,
man.
We just jumped over everything. Yeah. That's like a leapfrog over every other recreational drug.
Yeah, exactly.
Damn. Like,
I'm good.
Some people say that marijuana gets them horny. Do you guys
feel? So I don't know if you could hear, but he says sometimes marijuana gets people horny, which I 100% agree.
I do too, but that's an awkward question.
To ask three former cops that are older dudes.
Just ask three dudes. Hey, like, just look at another three dudes and go, hey, man, are you horny?
I feel like that should be an experiment. At some point, somebody who listens to this Megacast, someone in the Megacast family who likes to get stoned with his buddies, if you can do it, it would be awesome. Just pull out your phone and hit record and ask that question.
Yeah.
And let's see what kind of reaction you get. I would do it, but I sure as hell don't have the balls.
Well, and let's be honest. If you did it with the donkeys, those guys would rip down their pants and be like, I'm super horny, Steve.
Yeah, I feel like we've already talked about that at some point at the classic.
Yeah.
All right, here's the cops' answers to that question about it getting them horny.
I'm 73 years old. I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
I'm 67.
It's been so long since I made love, I can't remember who ties up whom.
Oh, my man.
All right. Let's see what else is left on this clip.
Well, I told my son on the way over here I had a pretty good headache coming on, and I think my headache's starting to clear up. I mean, it's going away.
Would you do it again?
I don't know. Given in the right circumstances, I suppose.
Yeah, I'll smoke again.
Probably, given the opportunity.
I think the one that goes, yeah, I'll smoke again, was the dude that was just firing up the joint. Like, he finally had something to say.
I would also say, this brings up a good point, and I went through this phase too. If you've only ever attempted to smoke weed after you're wasted, and somebody convinces you to, and you get sick,
yeah,
I highly recommend for everybody, like, sit down, like, during the day, and just smoke weed. Don't have any alcohol, anything else involved. And just enjoy that, you know? Yeah. And I think that for me was a turning point where I started looking at it different.
Instead of combining everything. I mean, you're already messed up. It doesn't... Yeah, I
right,
see what you're saying.
I always had to be wasted, and then somebody would talk me into it, and then I would just puke my brains out.
Right.
So I just hated it. I was like, well, I don't get it. Why is this fun? It's like, I just feel like I'm nauseous, and I'm tumbling over myself sitting in this chair.
I love the part where the guy's like, yeah, that was the cool guy. He's like, I went into this with a headache. The headache seems to be gone.
Yeah. I like the question about horny, too, because there was a period in my life where I would smoke, and then shortly after, I would have a little self time.
Oh, yeah.
So I thought I had just convinced myself out of repetition that it made me horny.
It's definitely an aphrodisiac for me. I remember back in my days when I remember with an old girlfriend, that's part of what kept our relationship alive for a very long time, which is getting really stoned and just having a lot of sex.
Yeah.
Like, that was the only positive of that relationship. That's all good. That's the only good thing I can say. It's like, oh, yeah, we got really baked and banged a lot.
Yeah.
No plantains were hurt in the process, but it was still a fun time.
Yeah. And if you're smoking a lot with your girl and you want a certain thing done, I recommend, edible flavored lubes. Well, they're going to get cotton mouth, Steve, so you know.
You sound as random as these cops. I don't know if I was tying her up or she tied me up. But it was a flavored lube that was involved.
All right, you're right. I went down that path. Who's tying everybody up?
I don't know. You know, we were going to talk a little bit about reasons why people send their dong pics, but maybe we'll get to that next week.
All right, all right.
Another challenge to our MegaCast family, for those of you out there that listen to this that have sent out a dong pic, why don't you tweet at us and don't... No.
Easy, Steve.
Let me finish the sentence, fellas. Let me finish the sentence.
Put that phone down, dude.
Yeah, stop. Billy, I know you're a little out there. Don't even.
Come on, Bill.
We know you're better than that, Bill.
We'll treat you like a grown-up and call you Bill, but don't send us that dong pic.
But give us... The story is about guys that reveal the reasons why they sent them. And there's some interesting reasons. Not all of them are as easy as you'd think. Like, I just was hoping to impress her. Like, there's some actual thought put into this. So, if you want to share, send us a tweet at the MegaCast. I doubt
of
you will.
Why you did.
Yes. Thank you.
Why you did.
You know what? Don't even do it. Never mind.
You opened up a can of worms with that one.
Let's just erase everything that we just heard. Pretend that never happened. And let's thank Jake from Clear Choice Cannabis for joining us on the MegaCast. Jake Schrader and the boys over at Clear Choice Cannabis. They're in Tacoma. Find clearchoice.com. You want to find them. Ted and I 100% endorse them.
Oh, yeah. Great shop.
We've been there. They're awesome. The bud tenders are cool. Jake will help you get in their bathroom if you get locked out. I mean, it's all positive.
I highly recommend if you're looking for a nighttime nightcap, animal cookies.
Animal cookies. All right, let's get out of here, Ted. Let's get 10 one more time.
Oh, yeah.
Happy 420 to everybody out there. We appreciate you listening to the MegaCast. And don't forget, tell your friends to listen. We need all the listeners we can get.
Please.
Do it, man.
Here we go.
All right. One.
I'm in love with Mary Jane. She's my main thing. She makes me feel alright.
This song is not making me want to work out, Steve.
Not at all. We might as well listen to Pink Floyd. It's a good song.
Man, I still got I could do the men's room, but let's go blaze one.
Yes.
I would love to.
All right, thank you for listening. We're going to go blaze one. Happy 420, everybody.
Smoke them if you got them.